In dem Übungsbuch auf Seite 142, Übung 4. Here we're going to talk about prepositions. So a preposition is a short word or group of words, and it links a noun phrase to the remainder of a sentence. We have them in English too. More specifically, a preposition describes the movement or direction, a location or a position, or some other relationship between that object and the rest of the sentence. Some of the English prepositions we use are at, on, in, okay? Now, the most effective way to learn the German prepositions is to learn them in their groups, sorted according to what case they take. There is a specific group of prepositions that are known as accusative prepositions. The accusative prepositions are durch, für, gegen, ohne, and um. And this is how they're used. Ich laufe durch den Wald. Because of the preposition durch, Wald, which is masculine, automatically becomes accusative. It's not der Wald anymore, it's den Wald, because that's the accusative marker for masculine. Ich habe Geschenke für meinen Vater. I have gifts for my father. Okay, I is the subject. Gifts is accusative because it's the direct object. Haha. But my father is also accusative because of the preposition für. Maria geht ohne ihren Freund. Maria is the subject. That's your nominative, right? And ihren Freund is accusative because of the preposition ohne. Maria goes without her friend. Ich habe Medizin gegen Kopfschmerzen. Ich is your subject, your nominative. Medizin is accusative because it's the direct object. However, Kopfschmerzen, headache, is also accusative because of the preposition gegen. Now, literally, it says, I have medicine against head pains. So, in other words, I have medicine, we would say in English, for a headache. They say against in German. So some of the prepositions in Übung 4 on page 142 are accusative. Most of them are not. So don't worry too much about why they are the way they are. I just wanted to introduce prepositions to you now so that you understand how they work. Most of these prepositions are for a different case that we've not talked about yet, but it's coming. So, Übung 4, 1. Frau Bär ist Geschäftsführerin und hat viel Arbeit. Sie ist immer um 8 Uhr im Büro. Sie arbeitet von Dienstag bis Donnerstag 9 Stunden. Von 12 Uhr bis 12.30 Uhr macht sie eine Mittagspause. Am Mittwochnachmittag um 15 Uhr hat sie immer eine Skype-Konferenz. In der Kalenderwoche 13 fliegt sie nach Bern und ist dort bis Freitag. Frau Bär macht im Sommer 4 Wochen Urlaub und im Februar eine Woche Urlaub.